this chick I used to
we'll
talk to.
We'll get that off. We're rolling, bro. It's good to be back. Yeah, it's been a minute, dog. How you been?
Oh, I'm good. I'm exhausted. Oh, my gosh.
You just got off work, huh?
For real, but two jobs now.
We back in the studio. We back.
I swear.
Bro, it's been a minute. We haven't shot in like 4 weeks.
Five, maybe. But, you know, holidays happen.
So, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year. It's been a minute.
It's almost February.
I swear.
Happy New Year. It's almost February.
No, I know you guys have been asking where we've been, but.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, the holidays are crazy. Me and Coco have to go back and forth 2 hours.
Yeah.
To meet up for this podcast. And then we had a lot of people getting sick. Our producer, Kev, I was a little bit sick too under the weather. So
yeah, it's a little chilly out there. So take that DayQuil, NyQuil.
35 degrees in Florida.
I thought I woke up in Lamoni.
Yeah, what the hell was that? I'm not about that.
Nah, I mean, I liked it because I actually got to wear my nice little polo Ralph Lauren cardigan. So
for
I was
once,
swagged out at work.
I sold everything I used to wear up in Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
I swear. But, bro, there's been a lot that's happened. A lot to talk about.
Yeah, we missed a lot.
Yeah, let's not take too much time on. You want to start with college football?
Oh, yeah. Let's just jump right into the championship game.
We had questions. Now we got answers. Bro, I told you. LSU all the way.
I didn't know Clemson. Like, I don't know. I guess, honestly, like, what you said earlier is, like, everybody this year kind of sucked.
That's what I'm
LSU.
Saying. I've been saying it, bro.
They dogged Clemson.
I don't even want to take too much time on this because it's in the past. We're just kind of doing a little recap because we missed out on everything. But,
Joe Burrow, man,
them boys had all the swag this year, like they were on the hype train. They destroyed everybody. They'd be like 7 top 10 teams. Mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody thought they were going to lose that game, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. They had a legendary offense, I'd say that.
They did. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I'm bringing it up is after watching that national championship game, I saw on Twitter people saying they're a top 5 team of all time.
Sure.
You think so?
I guess.
Where would you put them?
Probably, I don't even know. You can't really rank them, I just feel like, because they're all great, but I definitely put them in 5. Off the top of my head, I can name 5, I think. I'd say, in no order, I'd say the 2001 Canes, where all them boys went to the NFL.
Yep.
2013, Florida State.
I'll give you it.
2008.
Florida Gators.
Florida Gators.
And LSU.
Tim Tebow and Cam Newton and LSU.
Yeah, I agree. To be honest with you, yeah.
Yeah, that fifth spot, there's a bunch of teams you could put, but those are my solid 4.
I wouldn't be surprised with you next year when we're watching the NFL that – like 5 or 6 of those guys off offense are starting in the NFL next year somewhere. Charles, Jefferson.
I'm telling y'all, Sadiq Charles, the left tackle, number 77.
Don't sleep on him.
I've been trying to wake y'all up since the Florida game. That was, I don't know, week 6, maybe.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell y'all, Sadiq Charles, I don't remember one time him giving up a sack.
He didn't give up one, not even a sack, he didn't give up one pressure all game, is what I saw.
I'm telling you, that Jason Light, Bucks GM needs to go and pull that trigger on draft day. I thought he would have been a second round sleeper, but people are starting to wake up now.
Yeah.
Combine will be here and then he'll really show out.
Hey, what do you think of the state of college football though? So LSU's defensive coordinator went to Baylor. Joe Brady went to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, to be the OC.
So next year, to be honest with you, the top team in the SEC, I don't think it's going to be Bama either. They're losing Tua. They're losing a lot of receivers.
Yeah, all their quarterbacks are going to be young except Mac Jones. I think he should have just declared.
Yeah, and this team just lost it wasn't really the starter, but Felipe Franks went to Arkansas. I think Florida Gators next year, they could win the SEC. Don't sleep on them boys.
I'm about to say, you see how I'm dressed right now.
So hey, I'm
serious,
though.
You know
it's
going to hurt to say that. Them boys, on paper, Kyle Trask in his second year, they might be all right.
Bro, and I like Mullen. I think the boys really might do it next year.
I mean, you got to think also, I mean, Tennessee, they ended the season on an 8-game win streak.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see Clowney's cousin committed to Ole Miss? He decommitted from LSU.
Yeah.
So Lane Kiffin, we have questions about that too, but the coaching hires.
I saw him going to an SEC team all the way.
Yeah.
You know, Florida State, that was, you know, where I wanted him to go, but I mean, even Florida State, they got a nice coach out of Mike Norvell.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
He flipped a 4-star recruit from Louisville.
Did he?
Yeah, Chuba Purdy.
Y'all just got a quarterback.
Dual threat. Yeah, he's I think he's a 4-star dual threat. He was one of the highest.
Miami's been putting in work, too. They just got Houston's quarterback to transfer.
Yeah, they got a lot of transfers, but I honestly thought that guy stopped playing at Houston just to, because he took the season off.
Yeah.
So I thought it was just to get ready for the draft.
No,
he just said, nah.
I want to see how them boys do now, too.
I mean, they do have a new offensive coordinator. That's the only reason why I think that they might do work.
Yeah.
But they're losing key players on defense.
Are you happy with Norvell, though, as the hire?
Yeah. I mean, better than Deion Sanders, who everybody was saying that was the rumor.
So you think the boys actually go to work this offseason, get some work done?
I just feel like if they put the games to the side, like, you know, that ugly turnover backpack, I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, stop all the dancing and the, you know, praising, like, the work that needs, like, just play ball.
Yeah.
Just play ball. Like, none of this dancing, none of this backpack. Just go out there, you know,
touchdowns. Clemson's still going to win the ACC next year. And I got to talk to you about that because you said it was Dabo's dynasty now.
I did. I didn't know that those corners were going to be so sorry.
They were.
They did great at run defense.
Number 8, right? Got targeted all games.
Number 8 and number 1.
Trash. Them was bad.
But no, I do think Clemson is the favorite, but I'll say the dark horse is North Carolina. Sam Howell, freshman quarterback.
Okay.
Oh, I think he'll be the number 1 pick in 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, he's nasty.
Well, talking about Clemson, because I remember last podcast, you're saying it's Dabo's era now. I don't think they win it next year either, even though they have Trevor Lawrence coming back.
I mean, I definitely will pick them as a favorite. I don't know who's going to win, to be honest. I say it's way too early to tell, but
so
the way you got to think of it is the ACC is so weak.
Yeah.
So it's really Clemson's to lose.
You read my mind, too. So I saw the way too early preseason poll.
Yeah.
And one was Clemson,
mm-hmm.
2 Ohio State, 3 Alabama.
Yeah.
Always going to be in there. And 4 was Florida. So, I don't know, man. We're going to see. Florida might be this year's LSU. I don't think they'll be as good.
Yeah.
But I think they might be that sleeper team that nobody's looking at that comes in and they just dominate.
I can see it. I mean, I hope not.
Yeah.
God, no, I don't want that.
I hear you.
As a Florida State fan. But also, damn, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the SEC, it's just not fair. Like, those teams are way too good. Because if you think about it, Oregon.
Thank you.
It's a cakewalk. Like, there used to be competition when, you know, Lamar Jackson was at Louisville and Clemson had... was Deshaun Watson? Yeah, Deshaun Watson that year. Florida State went to the Orange Bowl. Like, there was good teams in that conference. Now, oh my, it's...
Did you watch all the bowl games that don't matter? Like, the Rose Bowl doesn't matter?
Yeah, for fun.
Yeah, Oregon and Wisconsin. I was watching that, and I was like, both of these teams would have got blew out by SEC team. The fourth best SEC team.
I can see it, too.
So
I do think Herbert's good. I just think, like, the rest... I think they're good, but I just feel like with Herbert gone, I don't know who their next quarterback is.
Did you watch the Senior Bowl at all?
No. It was actually right down the street from my house.
Yeah, it was a couple
about
players.
That Shine game?
Huh? Yeah.
In St. Pete.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts was playing and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's so weird. You saw his double-sided helmet?
I don't even think he wore it at practice. I think it was for the media.
Like, where's Alabama showing that love when they replaced him with Tua?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
But it's funny that you're talking about the SEC. Bro, they got Mike Leach in there now, too.
I know
that
they have dominant players and dominant coaches.
And Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach coming in. Who do you think is going to have a better season?
I want to say Lane Kiffin just because I've seen him doing more work with the recruits.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, they still got to play like these top teams. Like, it's all good on paper.
Yeah. I mean, the only weak teams in SEC right now is like Kentucky's not weak at all. Kentucky's won, 9 or 10 games in the last 2 seasons.
They could probably be the third best ACC team.
That's what I'm saying. Besides Vanderbilt, I can't think of another, like, garbage.
That's like Tennessee used to be trash, but like I just said, finished the season on an 8-game win streak.
Yeah, I don't even know why. I wonder why these, I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, and then you have teams like Penn State and Michigan and what was the other one? Michigan State.
But they play SEC. You saw Oklahoma. Happened to Oklahoma?
That's what I'm saying. They just play each other's sorry conference teams.
Yeah. Oklahoma's made the playoffs the last 3 seasons just to get destroyed. And Baylor would have got destroyed too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have made a difference.
No,
so
it wouldn't have because they couldn't even beat Georgia. And Georgia, you know, they couldn't even beat. Did they even play as LSU?
Georgia played. No, Georgia's bowl game was
Baylor.
Yeah. And they whooped them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that answers everybody's question. Everybody that says the SEC is not that good.
I mean, it kind of sucks to be that third best SEC team because they're not going to put 3 SEC teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that wraps up college football. I mean.
Wait, hold on. Before we wrap up college, well, it kind of leads to the NFL a little bit. I want to talk quarterback. Yeah, I want to talk quarterbacks.
Oh, I think this is the year of, there's so many
quarterbacks. Right?
Oh, there's way too many.
So Joe Burrow, undecisive, number 1, Cincinnati. I don't see them trading out of that spot.
I don't either.
Number 2, Tua.
Yeah,
I think Miami or someone. And I think Miami's going to trade up, even though they have the 5th pick.
They're going
to
trade up.
I think they trade up to number 3 with Detroit and get Tua because I think they don't want a team to jump them. Because I really do think that Carolina, I think that the Chargers, I think that the Colts, There's a couple of teams up there that I feel like could try and trade up over Miami and get a quarterback.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of teams in need of quarterback. Yeah. Like the Colts. We have so the Colts, we don't know what's going on in Carolina.
With Cam Newton's situation.
He said he likes Cam, but you know, who knows?
But with the Luke Kuechly thing, which we'll talk about later, I think they're gonna just have a fresh restart. They're gonna trade Cam and they're just gonna start over.
I mean, new coach, new, you know, overhaul. Yeah. I think the Raiders are gonna move on.
I think so too.
So we got the Raiders, the Chargers, maybe the Panthers.
Yeah.
Drew Lock's out there in Denver. I say give us some time.
I think they're gonna keep Drew Lock.
Yeah, I would too. Way too early. Miami, even though I think Josh Rosen is, you know, a stud, but he won't ever get a chance. It's sad.
It's a good year to be a quarterback though.
Yeah, I would say so.
My prediction though is a lot of people have Justin Herbert at three, and that's where I start to shake things up. I think Jordan Love
will
get picked before Herbert. Have you been watching his film?
Oh, I watched every single game of his senior year.
Bro, he has an arm.
Every single snap.
He has an arm.
He can throw, and he's mobile.
Yeah.
The NFL is a copycat league, so now all these teams are looking for their Mahomes and their Lamar Jacksons. They want these mobile guys who can sling it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think the era, I wouldn't say it's over. It's just on delay because, you know, another quarterback, like a pocket quarterback, that's just strictly pocket passer.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to put that onto the side, and now everybody wants this dual threat read option.
Well, I don't blame them. You see, like, Mahomes with the scramble versus Tennessee this week.
That was poor tackling.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though, is they can't, like, Lamar Jackson, he hasn't been tackled all year. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he's all these mobile quarterbacks coming in.
Yeah, but you know Lamar Jackson's going to put a move on him.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes can't move like
Justin
that.
Justin Herbert's pretty mobile, though. I don't know if you've watched
him. Oh, he's got a stiff arm.
Yeah.
He's got a stiff arm.
Hey, he had a nice rushing touchdown versus Wisconsin in the bowl game to bring them boys back.
Yeah, because he never ran until that, or Utah, the Pac-12 championship. People finally started to see his legs. And they're like, actually, this guy could get mobile.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing is Herbert was supposed to be the number one pick last year. Yeah. And then ended up sitting or playing another year. And now he's projected third quarterback overall. But whoever gets him, that could be a steal too.
I think so too.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to be a good one. There's a lot. Jacob Eason from Washington.
Yep.
He's got a cannon too. Yeah. I watched film on him. Jake Fromm, I don't know. I mean.
He's second round.
He should have came out after his freshman year.
Yeah.
Because he was a stud.
If he could have.
He made Fields transfer. Everybody was so high and mighty on this guy. And then now he's, I think, the fifth best quarterback.
You know what wouldn't surprise me, though? And I kind of want to do a little mock draft with you real quick before or after I say this.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Carolina goes after Jalen Hurts in the second round because Matt Rhule played against him twice.
He did.
Matt Rhule's seen what this guy can do. If he does bring in an offense like Baylor, Jalen Hurts would fit in that offense, especially if he came from the same conference, same style offense. That could work.
Yeah, I could see it.
So draft a tackle or something in the first round and then go get Jalen Hurts in the second round.
Because they got weapons. They got the receivers. They got a great running back in McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I mean, they do got to fill that void at middle linebacker now.
I want to talk about that later, but that was sad. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's do a little mock draft.
Okay.
So I think everybody knows Joe Burrow's going one, whether it's to Cincinnati or somebody else, and 99% sure it's going to be Cincinnati.
I like Cincinnati.
Two, me personally, I wouldn't take this guy. I would pick one other person, but I think it's undisputed it's going to be Chase Young.
Wouldn't want to pick Chase Young at two?
I would. I think he's the best defensive player in the draft and stuff and so on and so on. But because it's the Redskins picking.
You think that they're going to pick something else?
I think they still pick Chase Young. But personally, if I was them, I would pick Isaiah Simmons. That guy is a stud.
Yeah, he's nice. That man plays at the line of scrimmage and at the snap of the ball is already back there at safety.
And he could play safety. He could play linebacker.
Oh, he's going to show out at the combine.
He's so versatile. And the thing is, Washington already has a good front four. And 49ers did the same thing where they just drafted defensive tackles and defensive ends first round for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, now that you bring that up, I could see them trading back because taking Isaiah Simmons at two.
I could see that as well. I could see them trading back because a lot of teams are going to want to move up and get a quarterback.
Trade back with
a lot of teams. A lot of teams.
Oakland has what pick do they have? They have
12 to 13.
Oh, they do? Never mind. That might be too far back. I could see Isaiah Simmons gone by then.
But Miami at number five, if Miami wants to jump, because they don't want a team to trade with Detroit. Because Detroit is the wild card. Detroit is the team that I think they're looking to trade back.
Yeah.
They're going to want to get more players. They want more depth.
Yeah, I mean, rumor has it they could move on from Stafford. Think about it. I mean, the way I was thinking about it, Matt Patricia, he's on his last year, hasn't really improved. If anything, they did worse, 3-12. It started out, if you remember, 3-0 and 1.
They had a tie.
Yeah. So they fell off big time. They lost their last 12 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to buy more time, you know, draft a rookie quarterback. But come to the GM, like, hey, man, like, I need more time.
Draft a quarterback at 3, though, if I'm Detroit?
I mean, they could trade Stafford, and then they won't have a quarterback, so they would have to.
I think Detroit's the team that they would go after a veteran quarterback. They would go after Jameis, or they would go after Derek Carr, or somebody like that.
Phillip Rivers.
And put a team around him. But 4 is the Giants.
Yeah.
And, okay, so I got a lot of heat for this one with my coworkers. I could see it. I could see an O-lineman here.
I can see a defense.
I can see a corner. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say his name, from Ohio State. Jeff Okuda. How do you say it?
Okuda.
Okuda.
I think.
Where's he from? I don't even. That's like crazy. I think last name.
I think he's from Jersey.
But I could see them going with him. They lost Janoris Jenkins.
Yeah.
But me personally, I got Daniel Jones. I got Saquon Barkley. I think I'm missing one piece on the outside that's going to open up that run game.
CeeDee Lamb.
I'm going CeeDee Lamb or Jerry Jeudy.
Number four overall. I like that. Load up. You got a second-year quarterback. Stack him with some weapons.
Because you're going to have Evan Ingram there as well. Mm-hmm. They got Golden Tate. They got Sterling Shepard. They got Deese. But if I go get some speed on the outside, open up the fucking run game, and then have Saquon, they're not going to have 8 in the box anymore, and just ground and pound with Saquon, hit him over top play. That's personally what I would do.
CeeDee Lamb, Golden Tate is still a good receiver. They have some weapons.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like taking an offensive lineman with the first 5 picks is a reach.
Because you never know how they're going to play out.
Yeah, there's so many. There's always so many offensive linemen in the draft.
This year's deep on O-linemen and deep on receivers. So
I can see that. Like, see, there's, you know, all the offensive linemen, they're all the same. Like, they're all strong. They're all big. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's more coaching.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, how many receivers are there that are 6'3", and that could run that, like, CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah, yeah. And then who's picking number 5? It's the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
I see them going quarterback.
And then after them is
the Chargers. Who I'm pretty sure it's not official, but it seems, you know, like they're passing or they're moving on from Rivers.
Yeah, I think he's out of there.
They haven't officially said it, but, you know, the way the media's portraying
Phillip Rivers just moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about him going to Tampa.
No, they better send his ass to Jacksonville.
Bruce Arians did the same thing with Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
He got a veteran quarterback and just had the talent around him and try to.
I mean, I can see that. And I mean, honestly, at this point, if it's not Jameis, then we need to move on to a rookie or somebody. I don't want no old veteran.
And we'll get to Tampa's pick. I saw Tampa might be drafting the quarterback,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I saw it.
I saw them getting Herbert. But yeah, Chargers, if they don't go quarterback, Chase Young or Isaiah Simmons could still be on the board.
I mean, they got a lot of problems out in L.A. Melvin Gordon none of the players even want to be there.
I'll get a tackle if I was them.
Well, I saw the interview. They were asking the players, what are you going to miss most about whatever stadium they play in, that StubHub Stadium. I forgot what it's called. They're like, what are you going to miss about it? It was like Joey Bosa was like.
And they said nothing.
No, nothing. Melvin Gordon was like, people not showing up and, you know, the other team cheering louder.
Well, they had it only fits 20,000 people. And there was teams like 49ers would come down and have more fans in the stadium.
Yeah, the Monday night game when they played the Steelers.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a home game for Pittsburgh. There were so many terrible towers.
I don't know why they moved to L.A., to be honest. But
I could see them either moving back or they might be the first team to move to the UK.
Yeah.
The boys might be playing in Wembley in a couple of years.
But 7's Carolina. We kind of talked about that. Mm-hmm. I think they should get something up front or, you know, a defensive player.
I feel like they gotta fill that void at Luke Kuechly. That's a huge.
But there's
loss.
No middle linebacker that's that good this year that I would take top 10.
No, I agree. But they got to do something with that defense.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. And then 8 is
Arizona.
Oh, if CeeDee Lamb's there, they're going to have that Oklahoma connection.
Yeah, that's a given.
If not, O-line.
Yeah, they O-line. Got. They need Kyler an offensive Murray? Lineman.
Number 9.
Yeah, Jacksonville. That's a mess. It's a mess out there. I mean, good thing
they just hired Jay Gruden.
Yeah, I mean, good thing they got the coaching situation, but Mike Coughlin gone because, that was a horrible situation. Yeah. They wanted to pay. I think they had the 2 highest paid offensive linemen, which, I mean, is great for them. Get the bag, but, like, you let Jalen Ramsey walk. I mean, Dante Fowler, he was straight. Mm-hmm. Let him go. I mean, he's still better than, you know, whatever. Or they got Josh Allen, so I'm not tripping. And Ngakoue, he wants to leave.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I'm sure he'll come back. I mean, maybe if, you know, the new GM can persuade him.
Jacksonville is always rebuilding. That's the problem.
I swear they've been rebuilding forever. They had the one good year, and then let's tear it down. Apart, They're like, I don't like it.
They didn't keep that core together. Mm-hmm. Is 10 Cleveland?
10's Cleveland.
O-line.
Yeah.
Given. right?
That, you know, Sadiq Charles might fall there.
And then outside top 10, I know, like, Dallas, they have to get a safety. Yeah. I think I picked 17 or something like that. Mm-hmm. New England, if I'm them, N'Keal Harry was a bust. I'm going to go get another weapon.
He's a rookie.
What'd he do? He can't get separation. Hopefully he has a good offseason. I hope he does.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. Man.
I'm going to still go get another weapon, though. I'm going to get a tight end.
Well, who's going to be throwing the ball in New England? Who's going to be quarterback out
there? We'll talk about the quarterback here. So I think Brady's coming back.
The quarterback here.
Yeah, I think Brady's coming back, though. But
in New England? All right, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that.
Another team that might be in a quarterback need, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Jameis for a little bit.
Can we not? Yes, talk about that when we get to quarterbacks?
I'm going
to
keep it real. Okay, we'll talk about the draft. Yeah. But, all right.
But there's a lot of stud here. Let me pull up these studs real quick, because there's a lot of guys that I think...
Talking about these draft prospects?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot for sure. There is a lot.
All right, let me go look at this real quick. I got to log in and shit. Let me just look at pull up the prospects. All right, but yeah, like teams like Jacksonville, that Derrick Brown out of Auburn, that's a good pick. That guy's huge.
Yeah.
And you have Josh Allen coming off the edge. That might be a good pick for them.
I can see it.
Like I said, my favorite defensive player is Isaiah Simmons because he's so versatile.
Love him.
There's good tackles out there. Jedrick Willis from Alabama. You also have Andrew Thomas from Georgia. Like you said, Sadiq Charles.
Sadiq Charles is, I'm telling you, will be the best offensive player in the draft.
AJ Epin, I don't know how to say his last name, Epinenza from Iowa.
Yeah.
He's a good edge rusher. I haven't watched his film yet, but I saw his stats, and stats are looking good.
So we all can agree that Chase Young, best edge rusher.
Yeah. Oh, by far.
Don't sleep on Jonathan Grenard out of Florida. He had from what the report said at the Shrine game, he's the best defensive player by far.
I haven't watched it yet.
I have. I watched his game against Miami.
Okay.
Pressure every time. It was against that sorry offense line in Miami. But, great combination of speed and power. I think he could do it.
All right, I'm going to have to go watch his film.
6'3", 245.
Kenneth Murray from Oklahoma, linebacker. I still got to watch his film.
He's nice. Is he? He'll be good. I think that that's still a little high for Carolina to take him at 6. Where are they picking?
Yeah, I would 7? Not pick him top 10.
They could trade back and maybe hope he falls, but that man is fast. Sideline to sideline, I would compare him to Levante David.
All right, so these are two guys right here that I think they fall out the first round. They could get picked in the first round, but late first round. I think 20 and higher.
Yeah.
DeAndre Swift and Jonathan Taylor. I just don't think running back's a big need right now.
No.
Who would you rather have, Swift or Taylor?
Probably Jonathan Taylor.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a clone of Saquon. He's like a poor man's version of Saquon.
I've heard that before. In a way. But I'll go with him for sure. His vision is good. Watch his film. Reads the holes well. He's patient.
Okay. I like Justin Jefferson out of LSU.
The receiver?
Yeah, the receiver. Yeah. I like him.
I think this draft is so offensive heavy.
J.K. Dobbins is going to be there. Dude, there's a lot of good picks this year.
There are. But like you said, I don't think the need for running back is high. It's just because I think that so many teams already have their guy, or the ones that don't have their guy, they need something that's way more important.
Well, it's like I said before, too, and actually the 49ers proved it this week in the playoff game versus Green Bay. Raheem Morset had 4 touchdowns and over 200 yards. He was a nobody.
He was.
You can get a good offensive line, a good coach, and plug in any running back.
It's the scheme.
It's like I said it a couple weeks ago. Same thing with Dallas. They had that O-line, and they got DeMarco Murray. Led the NFL in rushing. Plug in Zeke. Leads the NFL in rushing. Anybody back there. Mm-hmm. You just have to have a good O-line up front. Rashad Lawrence, LSU. This draft is deep.
I think so, too. It's going to be a great one. Let's just hope that your favorite team, anyone's favorite team who's listening, does not bust, because that's going to be embarrassing. Yeah. This draft might be legendary.
I kind of want to see what the people, where people think or who they think they're going to take. So if you guys want to go make a mock draft and send it to us, too.
Also, just let us know who your favorite team is and who y'all want to pick. Let us know, because we're always listening.
But NFL, so we talked about these prospects coming out, and we're kind of already getting into it, but the NFL, the team needs, and this is going to be a huge offseason for a lot of teams. There's a lot of movement going on.
Mm-hmm. Especially, that's what I'm saying, this draft, like, not only the quarterback prospects in the draft are all over the place, but, so many quarterbacks that might find a new home.
So let's start with it. So Philip Rivers, he moved to Florida. I think he's going to be a Buccaneer.
So is it quarterback carousel time?
Yeah, quarterback carousel. I think he's going to be a Buccaneer.
I mean, I could see it happening, but it's whatever. As a fan, I want either Jameis or Herbert.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think they should take Rivers.
Yeah.
I think they sign Rivers, and then, like you said, they might go draft Herbert anyway and let him sit behind Rivers for a year or two.
I mean, that'd be smart, but, I mean, we need to win now. Like, our defense is, like, in its prime.
Yeah, and you have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin.
They're in their prime. Yeah. Rojo, a running back, solid. He needs to get more touches.
So let's do it this way. So Phillip Rivers is going to Tampa. Let's do it this way. So Tampa's quarterback, Jameis, I think he's going to go to Oakland.
I can see that.
Or maybe Detroit.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. If they move on from Stafford.
Yeah.
I feel like wherever he goes, I mean, if wherever Jameis goes, that team's going to get a Super Bowl. Listen, we had Steve Young. What did he go on to do?
Nothing. Not with Tampa
Hall
Bay.
Of Famer. Exactly.
Yeah.
Trent Dilfer. Trash. That's where he went on to do.
But it's different coaching, man. Super Bowl. You can't even use that.
I'm just saying, like, hey, it's been proven that.
I'm a Jameis fan. I got into arguments today at work over it because everybody was saying how he threw 30 picks.
Yeah, because people read the number and they don't actually watch the damn games. But I preach that every podcast, so I'm not going to go there.
Who I watched on Monday Night Football for a long time, praised Jameis, was John Gruden. John Gruden loves him, and Gruden is going to take a risk on him, I think.
I mean, I would love to see him in Vegas.
Yeah, but Vegas Raiders, baby.
Well, I feel like with Jameis, all the rumors about the $30 million, if it is true, I would not want to see that happen because they got to re-sign everybody on the D-line.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, send them a qualifying offer. This is what we got. If another team wants to match it,
let's see what happens.
Go after Herbert.
So let's say he goes to, let's say Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr. I could see him being a backup too. I don't think he'll start this next year.
Because a lot of new teams and a lot of new coaches, they want their guy in the draft.
Yeah, I think if he's a backup, he might go to, I don't know, somewhere like Washington or somewhere.
I feel like they got so many quarterbacks over there
in Washington. They do, but Alex Smith is done. Case Keenum's done. It's Dwayne Haskins' time.
I feel like that's the move. They got to go with Haskins.
Yeah, Matt Stafford, like you said, he might be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think he retires if he...
Yeah, Detroit loves to waste talent. They love to waste talent. Yeah. That man is so talented. He got the bag, though. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks ever.
I actually saw the list. Eli Manning's the highest paid quarterback of all time.
Of all time?
He's made the most money out of anybody of all time. And a happy retirement to that man.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, for sure.
Hell, just put everybody in.
No, 100%.
I mean, I'm for it.
Yeah.
Two Super Bowls.
Number two was Peyton Manning. Three was Drew Brees. Four was Brady. Five was Rodgers.
And what? The
most money ever made playing football.
Was that just endorsements or?
Just like contracts.
Contract.
Just through contracts. Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer.
Eli Manning, get the bag.
Yeah. But Giants got their quarterback. Dallas, I think they signed Dak. They'll re-sign
That'd be
Dak.
Smart. If not... We have a home waiting for you in Tampa.
Yeah. Hey, but it's funny because you were talking about the Redskins, how they have so many quarterbacks, but now that Ron Rivera came, he might not like Haskins. He might say...
This guy sucks.
Yeah.
But I feel like Haskins is good. He's got an arm.
Yeah.
I mean, he got thrown into the fire. So we'll see how he comes out of that. Get in there.
That's the thing, too. I really do think they trade back from two because Chase Young, he's a talent that I wouldn't pass up on. Neither is Isaiah Simmons. But...
They just drafted Montez Sweat.
Yeah, and I think they want to help that offense out, help Dwayne Haskins out a little bit.
And I can see them wanting to help him in the offense.
Yeah. And the Eagles, after that playoff game, man, Carson Wentz, he's not the answer. I think he might have this season to play.
What do you mean? He didn't even get a shot to play in it.
He's made a paper.
Yeah, you're right.
He's made a paper.
I mean, yeah, that was a dirty hit, though.
I want to defend him because he had no receivers all year.
Yeah.
No talent around him.
Mm-hmm.
But the man he's made of paper.
He really is. Like, every season he's getting hurt.
I really think he might play this season for them and the next year or even halfway
through
the year, he might get benched.
And
yeah, I really do think so. You know, Bills got their guy, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Chargers, there's rumors they might get Brady. I think Brady goes back to New England. I really do.
I mean, he said he'll play. He said he's optimistic about playing in a new uniform.
Yeah, we'll see. I think he really does go back to New England. I think they should just stop with the.
You don't think he's gonna be like these NBA players and want to take his talents back home and play out in Cali? I know he's from San Francisco, North Cal.
Yeah,
San Diego. No, they're not even in.
I've seen rumors of Vegas. LA. I've seen rumors of Tennessee.
But yeah, it's just for the clicks and the views.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think.
But also, this is also our way too early mock draft because free agency hasn't even happened yet.
Yeah.
So,
we haven't watched the combine or anything like that.
No combine, yeah. But I will tell you the picks that I'm high on, and that is Sadiq Charles and Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah, I like Isaiah Simmons.
Those are my favorite players in the draft. But
since we're talking about NFL, coaching carousel is done. We have our answers. We know, bro, some of these teams, I don't know what they're thinking.
Which one has you confused?
More than one.
Which one?
Okay, so Matt Rhule, I liked him at Baylor, but I guess they didn't learn from Philadelphia that brought in Chip Kelly. These college coaches don't translate to the NFL very good. I don't know. I really don't know.
They just expect him to make that jump like it's nothing.
That's what I'm, like Urban Meyer didn't even get hired. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
I wonder I'm not no damn insider. I don't know. Maybe they didn't offer Urban Meyer.
I just don't know. And not even okay, so Joe Judge.
Well, I'm okay with that one. You got to start somewhere.
Be a coordinator first. He wasn't even an offensive coordinator.
Oh, but I mean, I'm sure he was helping out. I'm sure he knows how to run an offense.
So Cleveland didn't just hire Freddie Kitchens, their running back coach, and how did that turn out? I know he's coming from Bill Belichick, but dude,
they did Freddie Kitchens dirty.
Dude, it's a big difference because there's some guys that they have the passion and they go out there and coach football.
Yeah.
But being a head coach is not coaching football anymore. You're probably barely coaching football. That's what the coordinators are doing. You're more
being a leader. Bruce Arians calls. He has a big.
No, Bruce Arians lets Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, he calls the plays, but that's all Arians' playbook.
But you know what I'm saying? Being a head coach, you're now helping other guys become a head coach. You're helping players in the locker room. You're doing stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You're dealing with this. You're doing. You're not really coaching football.
Well, this
guy's never done that.
Well, that's another thing I'm telling you. Like what I said about the quarterbacks, it's a copycat league. Everybody found.
They're young guy.
Sean McVay, who's he's not looking that promising right now.
Yeah.
And they're stuck with him.
It's crazy how you could change. Yeah.
It's crazy how them boys, they're going to run it for the next 5 years. You didn't expect the 49ers to come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I know I didn't.
And now the Rams have no draft picks and they have no salary cap to sign anybody.
Yeah, them boys are stuck.
They're screwed.
They got Todd Gurley and his arthritis. They got Goff, who is, promising. And then,
yeah, but Cowboys too. Mike McCarthy, dumb.
Why don't you like that one?
Okay, tell me his resume in Green Bay. What do you do in Green Bay?
Won some playoff games. I don't.
With the best quarterback of all time, he had Jordy Nelson. He had he had Donald Driver. He had Greg Jennings.
Oh, you're talking about
he had
Favre?
Clay Matthews. He had Charles Woodson on defense.
Yeah,
he had a squad, and he won one Super Bowl, and that was it. That's all he did.
Okay, well, now he's getting a squad again. Then I guess he's good for one.
Jason Garrett had a squad too, and I think he's just as good as Jason Garrett.
Now he's the OC.
Was.
That's crazy. Imagine losing your job and then going to coach for somebody younger.
And he's coaching for the rival.
I think they'll be all right. I think Judge is a good coach. I mean, not a good. I don't know if he's a good coach yet, but I think he's a good hire.
We'll see. I guess. I think Ron Rivera by far was the best hire.
Yeah, I think
by
so
far.
Too.
I think he's the safest hire.
I think so too because Trent Williams, the left tackle, was talking about how he was done with Washington.
Yeah.
Like he was out, he was over it. He said, I'm not coming back. Like they mishandled his injury. And now I hear that, Ron Rivera's been talking to him. You know, it's all new management. He said that he's, open up
cool
for
it. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I might come back.
I really want to see, what was I going to say? I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. I had what I was going to ask you. I wanted to see how someone was going to do. I'll get back. I'll remember what I meant.
All right, you think about that.
So, quarterback news, coaching news. Oh, Browns hire the Browns. What the hell? They don't go get Josh McDaniels. They get the Vikings offensive coordinator trash.
I mean, definitely offensive-minded guy because he was the coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But they still put up good offensive numbers. They had a great run game in Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, because they had Dalvin Cook.
Okay, but like you just said earlier, you have to put a good offensive line in a scheme.
Oh, my God.
They fixed that offensive line in the draft.
This guy's never coached before either. Why not? Like, if you're the
Browns. What do you mean? He was offensive coordinator.
But he's an offensive.
Yeah, but you think that they don't know what to do as a head coach? They're in the head coach's
pocket. He might, but that's the thing. If I'm the Browns, my fans are not waiting. They don't want to sit around and wait for might anymore. They don't want to sit around for maybes anymore. If I'm the Browns, I'm getting a safe pick. I'm getting a guy who's been a head coach before. Somebody I know for a fact can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If he screws up, he screwed up. My bad. But at least I got somebody that I know could step in, has done it before. Mm-hmm. You have all this talent there in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to do nothing again.
I mean, we just got to see because they do have the talent, like what we say on paper. They had, all these analysts picking them, Super Bowl favorites.
That was stupid.
It was. Yeah. I mean, on paper, sure, but, chemistry, like, you got to think about that. But who I really feel bad for is Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
What's he going into his third season? Third offensive scheme?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to, like, keep that foundation. And that's how you you have a bust quarterback. Because now this guy has to practice a whole new offense in the offseason. And now Odell Beckham's got to learn it too. Like, all it's just
Odell Beckham has to stop slapping ass in the locker room before he gets arrested.
He's just celebrating, you know, he just a little slap on the ass.
He just had surgery too, core surgery.
Yeah, he did. I guess he was playing hurt majority of the season.
Yeah, he was. I hope they bounce back. I want to see them be successful and shut up all the media analysts, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think that division's going to be good on paper. We got to clarify things on paper next year with the draft because they all kind of got low picks.
Yeah. What other offseason moves do you feel like need to be made though?
I don't even.
I'll start with New England. New England needs to go get weapons. They need to.
Oh yeah.
They need to get some weapons out there if they want to keep Brady.
But they got to get veterans.
Yeah.
They need a veteran.
Yeah, they have to. I think I just don't know who they're gonna go for.
Yeah, we just got to see in free agency, but definitely get some veterans. The run game's straight. Sonny Michel's nice. Their starting center, Andrews. He's very optimistic about coming back from his blood clots. Because that took him out for the whole season.
I think they're in trouble, to be honest.
Why? Who's on the rise? Buffalo? Because it's not the Jets. Them boys want to keep Adam Gase.
Well, let's talk about that. Who's on the rise? Because
it's not the
Who do you think is
going to
be the surprise team next year? The team that, like the 49ers went 4-12 last year.
Yeah, you asked me this earlier, and I'm still thinking about it. But honestly, you know, Joe Burrow might just come out and just keep that intensity and just straight ball.
He has offensive weapons around him, especially if AJ
Green
comes back.
That's what I'm saying. If AJ Green comes back, they got Tyler Boyd. They got Joe Mixon, who with that offensive line was still putting up dominant numbers.
They need to go O-line too this year. They have to draft
but there's
O-line.
So many in the draft.
Yeah.
I think that their offense could be electric.
That might be the best.
The only thing that would be stopping them is that defense and containing Lamar Jackson.
To be honest with you, that might be the best division in the NFL next year.
Honestly, I wouldn't go that far because, you know, the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl. Kyler Murray's on the rise. Okay, the Rams are, you know.
Yeah.
And
you like the NFC West. Huh?
I do
too. I think
that could be. That's kind of like the SEC.
You think Pittsburgh gets another quarterback? Big Ben says he's coming back, but I would get Jameis if I was Pittsburgh.
No, I could see them sticking with Mike Tomlin. He loves Roethlisberger. I could see him staying with them.
Yeah, but this would be Roethlisberger's last year. And the only reason he's coming back, I think, is because he got hurt.
Yeah.
Because if he played the full season, he would have been done.
He better call it quits right now because he better, like, just go out, you know. All right, yeah, you got hurt. But the year before that, you made the playoffs, you know.
Yeah.
You had a good season. Like, don't go out, like, don't try to be a hero because your best weapon is Juju Smith, who I think was only good because AB was covered the whole game.
Yeah.
So you better win your one-on-ones.
Yeah.
So I think that's why Juju was so good. Now I just think he's like an average.
He had a bad season, so.
Yeah, 500, I think.
Horrible
season. I mean, yeah, he had horrible quarterbacks, but come on, man. 600 yards at receiver? And then James Connor. Still average season.
And he was getting hurt too.
That's what I'm saying. But they got a, like, their offensive line is dominant. They're nasty. The Pouncey brothers, or no, the Pouncey brother. They used to, they split once in LA Chargers. But yeah, their offensive line is dominant. So I don't see why that messes up the run game.
We'll see.
So you better not. I was just, you know.
The whole NFL is going to be looking different next year because a lot of teams.
It's always like that though.
Yeah.
And then you always got that one team. Who's going to be the overhyped team? Who's going to be the team that they hype up the most?
Well, you didn't even give me your sleeper team yet, but let's do both. My overhype, my team that's hyped the most.
Because, you know, I guess we got to wait till who gets that big free agent and that who gets the big trade.
Yeah, it's way too early. Because
last year was Cleveland.
It's way too early. If I had to pick a team that I think everybody's... Well, here, let's see who made the playoffs this year. I bet you a lot of teams are going to be on the Ravens dick next year again
because
of the season they had.
Oh my gosh.
I know it's sad how it ended, but I don't think the Ravens do as good next year.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think they win their division next year. I think Pittsburgh might, if they get a quarterback.
I think they'll win the division because it's suspect. That league is, division is sus.
But I'll go with Baltimore. Baltimore's going to be my overhyped team next year. I think teams have a whole offseason to watch film on Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they won't let that happen
again. Yeah, teams in the division, they're going to be able to draft players that could stop them and so on.
But I will say, the Ravens.
Yeah, I think the Ravens are the overhyped team in my sleeper team. I mean, this year I picked the Jets. I said the Jets were my sleeper team.
Me too, but that's what I'm saying. On paper, we got to clarify, on paper.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'll tell you mine. It just depends where they go. In the, of course, but, you know, I got to be an analyst. You know, I can't be a fan of it. Of course, I'm going to say the Bucks every year. We're going, you know, next year, Tampa Bay is going to be, put mark this, write this down. Tampa Bay next season will be the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
A bold, bold prediction.
Bold prediction. That's my hot take of the decade. No, I wouldn't say all that. Probably my hot take of the night. All
right.
You know, I'm off two cups of coffee and I've been working all day. Oh my gosh. But no, what was I saying? Oh, but my sleeper team? No. Of course, I mean, yeah, the Bucks, but no. Seriously, I think the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. That division is tough, though.
What if Fitzgerald's coming back?
That's what I'm saying. The only thing that's holding them back is, you know, the division they play in. Because they got to play those teams twice. They got to play the Super Bowl, the 49ers, who are in the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, who now have a Pro Bowl cornerback in Griffin. Shaquem? No, Shaquille. One of them. And, you know, the Rams.
them boys are
stuck. Hey, at least
that's
they got
pick,
the
Cardinals. I wasn't even thinking about them.
I just think that they need offensive line help because Kyler Murray, that's the thing, he has, like, he's putting up these great numbers with no time to read the field.
Yeah,
no time. Like, as soon as he gets the ball, drops back, they're in his face.
Yeah,
so definitely go O-line in the second round because I really would like to see them take CeeDee Lamb. I feel like, you know, every year these most obvious picks, I think this one, the Oklahoma connection.
CeeDee Lamb, yeah. Kyler Murray's going to have a say in that, I bet.
But then they would be, they got Christian Kirk, Larry Fitzgerald, and CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And Kenyon Drake balled out. They might move on from David Johnson. He hasn't done shit for
that's
the last 2 years.
That's a good pick, and he's injury prone too.
That's what I'm saying, and he doesn't fit the scheme. It's a new scheme. It's not that I formation. The new spread, that offense, I think that they could be nice.
I think if that's NFC, if I'm gonna go AFC, we're the Vegas Raiders.
I can see it.
They're in a new stadium.
Yeah.
They have John Abram coming back from injury. He didn't play all season.
Mm-hmm.
They have the offensive rookie rushing leader, Josh Jacobs, coming back.
Yeah.
They go get a new quarterback. They were an Antonio Brown away from having a good offense that could open up the playbook and that.
You know, he got a warrant.
I think they might be good next year too.
You know, he got a warrant.
We don't talk about AB on this podcast.
That's right. AB is who?
Yeah, but let's talk about the Super Bowl. 49ers and the Chiefs. Who's your pick?
I really think that the Chiefs offense is electric. Like that, those the speed that those receivers have.
Yeah.
And the defense really stepped it up. Tyrann Mathieu is like the anchor in that secondary. Yeah. I mean, he's always been a baller, but now they're starting to play off his energy. He's in the play. He's in the backfield, you know, making tackles for losses,
he's
deflections.
A leader.
Oh, yeah. Great leader. But I feel like the 49ers could match it on the other side.
They
just beat the Packers throwing the ball 8 times. That run game is dominant.
I really think this is going to be the best Super Bowl in a long time. This is the first game all year. We're looking at it on paper. I really think it could go both ways. If they play 10 times, I think each team wins 5 times.
I can agree. I like this one. You know, I'm happy, but I think it's going to be a good one.
If I had to put my money, a lot of people are going to hate this. I would take the 49ers, though. The only reason why is I think that front seven
is nasty.
And if they don't have to blitz, me personally, if I can bring pressure with the four up front.
Bro, it's insane.
And I can drop the rest of them back and play cover. Literally, I would play cover three all game because I just don't want to get beat deep by Mahomes.
Yeah.
Right? I'm probably going to bracket Kelce, play cover three behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Take away their weapons, and I'm going to force Mecole Hardman to beat me, and I'm going to force the run game to beat me, but I'm only bringing 4 every play.
That's crazy, and one's a rookie.
Nick Bosa's a rookie,
and he's bringing pressure like that.
Yeah, but and looking at it,
DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, exactly. But looking at it the other way, the Chiefs, I love their offense. Tyreek Hill with the speed. Kelce, Mahomes could make people miss, and he's going to go out there and make plays all game too. So they match up perfectly. But the difference is I think the 49ers run game, I don't think KC is going to be able to stop it. So if they can keep the ball out of Mahomes' hand and play good defense, get one turnover, force Mahomes to take away the big plays, I think they really do got a shot to win it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I do too. I really do.
I don't even know what the over is, but I would.
It'll be better than last year for sure.
Yeah, well, I loved last year's. I thought it was a good game. I mean, it wasn't the shootout, but.
Yeah, I love defensive football like you, but you know the fans don't want to see that.
They want to see, you know. I mean, yeah, honestly, I don't even remember one commercial.
Yeah. So I saw something earlier that said if Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, he's the face of all sports, not NFL, of every single sport, baseball, NBA. He's the face of sports. What do you think?
I don't even know if he's the face of the NFL.
Thank you.
He's the face of Madden. That's about
That's about it.
The face of the NFL, I mean, he's playing the best, but that doesn't mean he's the face.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
I wouldn't, because you still got Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, Brady, all these guys. I think he's on the come. I think he will be the face of the NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe the face of sports. No, I think by the time he's done, he has three or four rings.
I think he's the second best quarterback in the NFL. I think I'd still love Drew Brees.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know,
remember. But the face of all sports, stop. Ooh. Stop. He's not the face of all sports.
Who?
Mahomes.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's what other people were saying.
They're saying he's the face of all sports. On three. One, two, three. LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Who are you going to pick? The face of all sports?
I can't pick. Not right now.
Oh, I think LeBron James is the face of all sports.
But there's sports we don't even think about, bro. Like Serena Williams in tennis.
No, I'm talking about American sports. It didn't say the world, because the world would be messy.
No, but okay, American sports either way. Serena Williams.
Yeah, tennis. But I mean
stuff like that. Tiger Woods. Well, not anymore. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but that's not like one of the major sports.
So you're talking about MLB, NHL, NBA, NFL.
Yeah.
NHL. Stop. Nobody.
Hey, what do you?
Everybody though.
Obviously. Yeah but. Hey, don't be throwing shade on the NHL.
Yeah, but LeBron is still LeBron.
I think LeBron James is the face of American sports.
LeBron and Tom Brady.
Well, not only that, because also like what LeBron's doing in the media, how he's talking or
the High Promise School.
Yeah, the school.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's actually doing, like, he's doing stuff outside of sports.
Yeah, I like Mahomes, but I just think it's too soon to claim that.
When you got that LeBron James money, though, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, that the whole season, everybody said Lamar Jackson was the face of the NFL, and he's the up, and then he lost one game, and he's not even, he's 23.
It's crazy. He's 23. How they switch up.
Like that.
It's like, you've seen Toy Story, and they're playing, Andy's playing with Woody.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, oh my gosh, this is the best toy ever, and then all of a sudden, oh, Buzz Lightyear.
I swear.
I don't want to play with this one no more.
But he lost one game.
And the bandwagon, everybody gets off.
He's 23. He has at least another 10 years left.
Yeah.
More than that, hopefully. But wow.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I think he'll be all right. I think like this was just a great season because no one has seen that RPO style in a long time.
I think Mahomes in the long run is going to be better than Lamar Jackson. I'm just saying how
I think so, too.
You know?
I think so.
But yeah, Super Bowl should be good this year.
Well, I would even say in the long run, I could see Josh Allen being one of the better players in that draft. Him, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, who I feel like is still not getting he's playing in New York.
And even Baker. I'm going to give Baker his credit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Baker Mayfield is holding it down, and everybody wants to hate on him.
Yeah.
But no, just know, Baker, if you're out there listening to the Sports Manor podcast,
we're behind you.
We got your back.
Pro Bowl's in the NFL in Orlando this week, so I'm going to try and make it out there on Sunday.
Yeah. Try and get somebody on the show. But, hey, we got an up-and-coming podcast.
Yeah, low-key.
Hey, who's in it? Chandler Jones. You want to come be on it?
Hey, low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be dope.
I'm up the street in Wintermere.
So that would be dope. But, so that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't know what else you want to talk about on the show tonight, but.
But yeah, so, you know, the NFL season's college football's over. NFL's coming to an end.
Yeah, it's coming down to the end.
There's so many more sports out there we got to start covering.
Hey, we got to learn, like, cricket and stuff like that.
For real, like, we're trying to be worldwide.
Yeah, but I think the people should let us know what sports they kind of want us to cover, what they want us to go over, because, I mean, we could do NFL offseason and all that, but it's going to be slow for a couple weeks.
Yeah, so just let us know, because, you know, we try to keep a time limit. Because who has 2 hours to listen to a podcast? I mean, some people do. I don't.
Most of my friends said they just listen on the way to work and so on. Yeah. But, you know.
But, yeah, definitely. We're going to put up a poll. Let us know which sports you want us to cover more.
Yeah. Let us know your Super Bowl pick. Do you guys going with the Chiefs? You guys going with the Niners? Do you guys want to see come out on top?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. Do you think Patrick Mahomes is the face of all sports in America, the major four? Anything else you want to ask him?
Just continue like and subscribe. We appreciate all the positivity, all the DMs saying, hey, keep up the good work. That means a lot. So everybody listening out there, you know, thank you.
Yeah, and we're going to get back to shooting weekly. Like I said, we had sickness going around the studio. I'm still a little bit sick myself, but we're going to get back. Fans, I know a couple of you have been asking, where have you guys been? What's going on? But we're still here. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be here until we have zero viewers.
Yeah, so
and
once
that's the case, I guess we're going to be talking to ourselves with some headphones on, huh?
I swear. But all right, y'all have a good night.